You're listening to New Technia. A skin-like hydrogel keeps wearable ECG, EMG, and EEG sensors working through sweat and motion. Researchers created a soft adhesive hydrogel that bridges rigid wearable electrodes and moving human skin while resisting drying and signal loss. The material produced stable ECG, EMG, and 6-hour EEG recordings under demanding conditions, but its evidence remains limited to controlled prototype testing rather than long-term clinical use. The weak link in wearable health monitoring. Wearable electrodes can measure the tiny electrical signals produced by the heart, muscles, and brain. Yet a device can have excellent electronics and still fail if its contact with skin shifts, dries, or becomes noisy during movement. Human skin is soft, curved, oily, sweaty, and constantly changing. Many electrode materials are comparatively stiff. The 30-second summary. Researchers created a soft adhesive hydrogel that bridges rigid wearable electrodes and moving human skin while resisting drying and signal loss. The material produced stable ECG, EMG, and 6-hour EEG recordings under demanding conditions, but its evidence remains limited to controlled prototype testing rather than long-term clinical use. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Researchers have now reported a hydrogel interface designed to solve that mismatch. Announced on July 15, 2026 and described in the journal Wearable Electronics, the material sits between an electrode and the body, conforming to skin while preserving an electrically stable connection. A gel engineered to act like living tissue. The PPGAL hydrogel combines a flexible polymer network with gelatin, silver nanowires, mobile ions, and reversible molecular bonds. Those ingredients serve different functions. Softness and stretchability allow the interface to follow the body, adhesive interactions keep it attached, and combined ionic and electronic pathways carry biological signals toward the sensor. The researchers measured a Young's modulus of about 30 kilopascals, close to soft skin tissue. Its low mechanical energy loss coefficient, about 5.06%, suggests that repeated deformation does not quickly dissipate the material's structure or performance. Signals recorded through difficult conditions. When integrated with wearable electrodes, the hydrogel supported electrocardiogram, ECG, electromyogram, EMG, and electroencephalogram, EEG, recording. The team reported a signal-to-noise ratio of roughly 28 decibels and demonstrated continuous EEG monitoring for 6 hours. The interface also retained useful signals during exercise, sweating, and tests involving oily skin. These are important stress conditions because moisture, motion, and skin oils can loosen conventional adhesive electrodes or introduce artifacts that resemble biological changes. Why a better interface matters. Longer, more comfortable monitoring could help capture intermittent arrhythmias, sleep-related changes, muscle activity, or neurological events that a brief clinic recording misses. A conformable interface may also improve sports science, rehabilitation, and human-machine controls. The advance is not a new diagnostic algorithm or a complete medical device. It targets the physical boundary where the body meets electronics, a less visible component that often determines whether a wearable sensor remains trustworthy outside a laboratory. A prototype, not yet a clinical patch. The 6-hour EEG demonstration is promising but does not establish performance over days or weeks. The announcement does not provide evidence from a large, diverse clinical cohort, nor does it show that the hydrogel improves diagnosis or patient outcomes. Controlled tests cannot reproduce every combination of hair, skin disease, temperature, humidity, motion, and prolonged use. Silver nanowires, polymers, and adhesives also require careful biocompatibility, irritation, and disposal assessment before repeated medical use. Manufacturing consistency, sterilization, shelf life, and integration with wireless electronics remain engineering questions. What must happen next? Future studies will need head-to-head comparisons with established gel electrodes, longer wear trials, and quantified rates of signal dropout and skin reactions. Researchers must also test whether the material can be removed comfortably and whether its adhesion changes after repeated cycles of sweat and drying. If those hurdles are met, a skin-like hydrogel could make continuous monitoring feel less like attaching hardware to the body and more like wearing a flexible second skin. The result is an enabling materials advance, potentially important, but still several validation steps away from routine healthcare. Before we overstate the result, the material produced stable ECG, EMG, and 6-hour EEG recordings under demanding conditions, but its evidence remains limited to controlled prototype testing rather than long-term clinical use. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.